Number 88. Amoeba or henpecked husband, they're one and the same. Heterodox theory is that it began in Africa, where, through the hereditary process, we made the heretical leap from hideous ape-man gripping the helve of an axe and hewing his way through undergrowth in search of palatable herbaceous plants or otherwise roaming the plains of that mighty continent, swarming with herds of herbivorous fauna to the modern henpecked man we know and love today. I certainly feel like an animal on those short hibernal December days when my only wish is to hibernate my way through the whole wintry season. According to herpetologists, our once heterogeneous culture began even earlier, when amoebae left their hide-bound world and strained heliotrope-like towards the sun, before eventually emerging onto land like reptilian heralds of a new heyday of life on Earth. Why heresy? Well, there are those who would have us helots to the belief that our biological hierarchy was created within a few thousand years. A case of cutting it a little tight, if you ask me, but science is no hegemony and everyone deserves an opinion. They point to certain hiatus in evidence of the chronology and that the theory is far from hermetic. Heretics or not, I think we can safely say that the evolutionist theory hereafter is here to stay. Let us hie through time to the present, and now both hemispheres are crowded with our kind, both heinous and benevolent. Certainly, our species cannot be described as hermits hiding away in a remote hermitage, for our numbers have swelled as though we were exclusive heirs to this planet. But there are other more unpleasant heirlooms that haunt ourselves and our helpmeets. The very process that brought us from single-cell organisms to stand at the helm, herdsmen now to all creatures that came out on the wrong side of the evolutionary gamble, also brought diseases that themselves can be passed through generations. These range from the rather exclusive hemophilia, a hemostat agent deficiency that can cause lethal hemorrhages, that haunted the royal families of Europe, to the extremely inclusive hepatitis that has made swaths of people its permanent and devastating home. And the process has not stopped. That self-same diversification process requires the continual creation of new herbicides to combat fast-evolving weeds, constantly snapping at the hem of farmers who keep society nourished. The world never ceases to be dangerous, and merely wearing a helmet is not enough to change that. Like a child trying to force a square through a hexagon-shaped hole, our power has limits.